Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And it is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, and AltRadio.org. We're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. You know, we like to do acoustic sessions on this show, especially those brought to you with support from Christine Wern and the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics in Virginia Beach, making passion for skincare a profession. Check out their ad at hunteratsunrise.com. And with support from Sonicwall Studios, a professional HD recording and mix studio devoted to Hampton Roads musicians and bands, staffed with talented and experienced recording engineers and professional musicians. If you're missing that last element to support your vision, Sonicwall can help you find it. And that's where we are today with Mr. Joe Talley back behind the controls and over here by the microphone. Returning to our program is Julie Clark. How are you?
I'm great, Hunter. It's wonderful to see you.
It is great to see you. It's been a long time.
Yes, it has been a long time.
So we'll get into that here in a minute. What would you like to do for us first before we get to really talking?
I'm going to start out with a song that's really going to set the stage for the material that I'm bringing to you today.
Okay.
It's a song called Rock Bottom. It reflects the focus that I have had on training to help people with addiction recovery, specifically food addiction or carbohydrate addiction. My background is that I've struggled with food addiction.
Yeah.
I'll tell you more about that after I sing for you a little bit. But
okay.
Being in active addiction, or as we say, being in the food, you know, off the wagon, so to speak, it's like being on an elevator that only goes in one direction,
sure.
down, you
sure.
know, and I have the choice to take the actions that are necessary to get off on any floor that's passing by that I might want to, or I can stay on the elevator and just keep getting lower and lower
right.
and deeper into the problems that are associated with addiction.
Mm-hmm.
This song asks the question, you know, how bad are you going to let it get?
Right.
The bottom line question for those of us who are struggling. So,
what's this called?
It's called Rock Bottom.
Okay, here's Julie Clark here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Here come those thoughts again, calling to you like a faithful friend. So bad you wanna let them in, sweet and sour like it's always been, yeah. Sometimes a little buzz seems like a good idea, it really does. A little bitty bite, a sneaky snack. You're a lucky dog until it bites you back. How low you gonna let your rock bottom go? You keep the worst of it a secret. Shake off your chaperone. You know that you need to be all alone. With your silver spoon, your Satan supper. It's your bacchanal, it's your backseat lover, yeah. When coveting can't be controlled, what's your laid low limit? What's your pain threshold? When a belly fold is beckoning, your rogue refusal is your reckoning. How low you gonna let your rock bottom go? You keep the worst of it a secret.
'cause you're rock bottom gonna go. Before you cave when you're craving crazy stuff, bring a praise 'cause you'll never, never ever get enough when you turn to the power that wants you well and surrender the doubter, your free self. Uh-huh. Will you let it drag you down even deeper in the dirt than you are now? It's worse than death. Will you let the dark deceiver steal your breath? Hello. You're gonna let your rock bottom go. You keep the worst of it a secret, baby. But deep down you know. And how rock bottom gonna go. Hello.
Yeah. Julie Clark here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Thank you.
So it sounds like a lot of changes have happened to you since the pandemic began. What's been going on?
Yeah. I mean, the changes that have been happening with me started much earlier than the pandemic, but the pandemic has really given me time to dig really deeply into school, into studying. I'm in my second year of intensely studying how to help people with food addiction. And I actually became certified to do that in the spring of 2020. Mm-hmm. Because I'd already been studying for quite some time. But there's so much to learn. There are so many facets. And this is such a complicated illness mm-hmm. that I keep coming across additional training and additional certification that I feel would be helpful when I try to help other people. The pandemic has just given me time to focus on that, and I've really valued that a lot. And what I'm learning and the ways that I'm changing are deepening my own recovery. So just to bring that into focus for you, so I was telling you that I have a background of struggling with food and eating and food addiction myself.
Right.
And I'm trying to think, you and I, we haven't probably known one another long enough for you to remember when I was really heavy. Is that right?
No.
Okay.
I did not know you then. I did know that you had had some sort of gastric bypass surgery.
Yes, I did. And that's because I'm open about this, and I always have been. And so that surgery for me was actually 21 years ago. So this has been a long journey. You know, that surgery, although it was really helpful, and I would have to say it probably saved my life at the time, mm-hmm. it really doesn't serve as a full solution for food addiction. It's akin to a cocaine addict sewing up one nostril as the solution for their coke habit, right? You know, it slows you down, and that's helpful if you're, you know.
I'm sure there's probably dietary concerns you have to deal with as well as that.
Very much so. Yeah. Very much so. So, you know, in the years after that surgery, it just became clear that I had an addiction, an actual addiction, and that I had a lot of work to do for it. And that's really hard for a lot of people to wrap their heads around. You know, how can I be addicted to food? You've got to eat food. You know, it's like I can't be addicted to air. You've got to breathe.
Right.
But there is a subset of food that for those of us who are addicted that we can't eat. We can eat many different kinds of things just fine.
Right.
But there are certain things that are triggering that spell trouble. And when it becomes clear to that person that they're really actually literally addicted, you know, it becomes clear that they have to abstain entirely. They have to just not eat those trigger foods and trigger ingredients at all. So it's a very different message than what we hear a lot out in the world, which is eat in moderation. You know, just have a little bit of that and you'll be fine. It's like, that's like telling Bill W. to have just half of a light beer and he'd be fine. You know, it's like, that's just going to set him off, right?
Right. That first song you did, when did you write it?
That song, gosh, that's an older song for me. I would say maybe 8 years ago. Yeah, so that's one of the older ones, as opposed to two more that I want to share with you today that are much more recent. So just to explain the context of the significance of the problem that I've been having to work to overcome, I used to be more than twice my current size.
Yeah.
So check out the photographs
I have an audio-visual thing here on my stand, right, using props.
It's
wow.
Good.
So you lost about 200 pounds or so.
Yes, exactly. That is exact. It might even be a little bit more. So 5'9", I weigh 150 pounds now. I used to weigh 350 pounds. And my scale didn't weigh any higher than that. That was the max. And God knows you didn't want to go to a doctor because all they would tell you to do is push away from the table and, you know.
Right.
So it might have been more, but I call it an even 200.
Yeah.
You know, that's just an enormous life change to go through. And the process has really been to keep it off. In our culture, we don't have a weight loss problem. We have a problem with keeping the weight off. Doing that peacefully has been, you know, so that I'm not white knuckling it, so that I'm not dying to eat what I'm not eating. You know, that's what recovery is. And that's what I've learned to help other people with.
Wow. Would you like to do another song for us here?
Yeah.
One of the newer ones?
Yeah, I sure would. And so let me tell you a little bit about this next song as well. It's called A Tear and a Telescope. I'm going to guess that you probably remember in the 80s when the band XTC came out with the song Dear God. It's a song about not believing in God because of all the things that are messed up in the world. You know, I can remember at that time definitely agreeing with that song, you know, being somewhere between atheist and agnostic, probably closer to atheist. So I can remember really agreeing with that. But the process of recovering from addiction really calls on people to find a power greater than themselves, no matter how skeptical they might be by nature. So you can probably imagine for someone who's got a fairly atheistic mindset coming into it or agnostic at best, you know, that's a pretty daunting prospect that I'm going to need power that I don't have, that I don't believe in. And I've got to try to believe. I've got to be willing to believe. So I wrote this song, A Tear and a Telescope, as kind of an answer to that song in musical conversation, so to speak, from the perspective of someone who's trying to find a higher power. And it doesn't matter what we call that. It could be absolutely anything at all. I have chosen to call my higher power God and to try to find a relationship with God. It's definitely a spiritual relationship that I'm seeking rather than a religious one. But I can say this, that for some reason, the use of substances, whatever that substance might be, there's nothing that blocks someone from a spiritual connection more than having used substances to the point of numbing out in various ways. It just cuts off that connection in a profound way. And so it makes it a really, really hard starting point for a lot of people who know that they need to reach out to something that they're not feeling it, they're not seeing it, and certainly not feeling supported by it. It's imperative that they do, because we've got to stop making ourselves feel better with ways that are hurting us and learn to have a spiritual connection that helps us feel better in a totally different way. So we have to have a different coping mechanism.
Okay.
So it's important that we find something that's very hard to find, that higher power. And that's what this one's about.
Okay. And the name of the song again is?
A Tear and a Telescope.
All right. Here's Julie Clark here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Dear God, I'm calling from the Milky Way, not far from the sun, it's a rainy day here. I know you have a whole lot to do, even so, I hope that I am coming through clear. It now seems I'm not you after all, but most days I believe I know it all. It's plain I'm plagued with perfection, and I'm no good at following direction. I'll try. I underrate you, impersonate you, disappoint and aggravate you. I often doubt you, for forget about you, quibble and complain about you, but still you're my only hope. Just a tear and a telescope. God, I'm trying to catch a glimpse of you, but gray clouds have blocked my line of view now. I may be the type that never learns, but I'd love to be on speaking terms. How? When I was young, I dared to scoff. I hope to God I haven't pissed you off. Just praying, would it suggest that I'm a snob if I admit I want your job? I'm just saying I underrate you, impersonate you, disappoint and aggravate you. I often doubt you, forget about you, quibble and complain about you, but still you're my only hope. Just a tear and a telescope, sitting underneath a flowering cherry tree, bitching that you won't show your mighty self to me, searching far beyond our silent stratosphere, 'cause all I see down here is hopelessness and fear. I underrate you, impersonate you, disappoint and aggravate you. I often doubt you, forget about you, quibble and complain about you, but still you're my only hope. Just a tear and a telescope. A tear and a telescope. Tear and a telescope. Dear God, I'm calling from the Milky Way, not far from the sun, it's a rainy day here.
Yes, Julie Clark here on Hunter at Sunrise with kind of a newish song there.
Yeah.
Like, when did you... write that?
Kind of in the middle of the pandemic time frame. Yeah. So really the it's a rainy day here, you know, definitely resonated during that time frame, that it was such a tough time for so many of us.
Well, I was looking on your Facebook pages. It looks like your last live gig was like February 21st, 2020.
Yeah, I was scheduled to have a show in March, and it just, everything after that got canceled.
Wow. That must have been a shock.
It was a shock. It was a shock. And definitely, I know that it's been that way. You know, it's been a shock and an upheaval for our local music community and far beyond, you know, worldwide. Mm-hmm. But no different probably than with many types of work, that it just vaporized overnight, pretty much.
But you were telling me you're getting ready to have a show.
Yes, I do have a show. So I'll be performing. I have a show for ODU, for Old Dominion University. I'll be playing a free outdoor show on their Brock Commons stage, and that's coming up on Saturday, July 3rd.
Okay.
It'll be from 5 to 7 p.m. outside. Definitely, if it's a sunny day, bring sunscreen or a, you know, like an umbrella or something, because I don't think that the area where people sit is shaded.
Uh-huh.
So we're talking about July 4th weekend. It'll be, hopefully the weather will be beautiful.
Yeah.
But definitely a sunscreen kind of situation there.
Yeah. You were telling me you went to ODU. I guess I didn't realize that. Is that why you came to the area? You were originally from Vienna.
Yes, it is why I originally came to the area. As a matter of fact, I'm going to tune while I talk to you.
That's fine.
So yeah, I came to go to Old Dominion and had a great experience there. I got a journalism degree.
Mm-hmm.
And so everything to do with writing has been the focus of most of my work in my in my life, with songwriting being one of the most fun types of things I write, given that I've written everything from grant applications and technical things to you know, to ads and brochures and, but songs are the most fun.
Yeah. And speaking of songs, you're about to do another one for us. What is this one?
So this song, let me switch my lyrics over since this is actually my most recent song, like brand new. This song is, so it's another one along the same topic. And I do want to go back and while I'm thinking about it and mention that the show at ODU will be sort of, it'll be my mainstream regular music. I mean, I suppose it's possible that I might throw in one or two of the songs that I've shared with you today, mm-hmm. you know, or songs in this group that I've been working on. But, you know, for the most part, it'll be just more of my regular repertoire and the, okay. and the mainstream songs that I've written. But because I've been so focused on this in this past year, it did seem like an opportunity to share this with you. So this song is called It Doesn't Have to Be That Way. I crafted this song to try to include, I'm wanting to give people hope that it really, that if they feel like they can't stop harming themselves with food, that it doesn't have to be that way, that there really is another way to live that's far better. I wrote it so that it would speak to all the different kinds of people that are affected mm-hmm. by a troubled relationship with food. For example, people that you might never think, you know, because of how they look, that they're slim, like people with bulimia mm-hmm. Or people who over-exercise. Mm-hmm. You know, in other words, people can have serious problems with food and even be addicted to food and not have it show necessarily. Okay. So there's a pretty broad spectrum. So I just wanted to speak to those people as well
okay.
in this song.
And the name of the song again is?
It's called It Doesn't Have to Be That Way.
Okay, here is Julie Clark here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Full fling, one bite blurs into a battering binge till you drop. Still you crawl back for more, 'cause it won't let you stop. But it doesn't have to be that way. All you can eat of a bitter buffet, there is an exit out of that cursed cafe. No, it doesn't have to be that way anymore. Maybe you take precautions so no one ever knows. Put your sweet chin to porcelain so it never shows. Or maybe there's pound upon pound packing on till your pants are all tight and your pride is all gone. But it doesn't have to be that way. All you can eat of a bitter buffet, there is an exit out of that cursed cafe. No, it doesn't have to be that way. Suffering soldier of the damned diet wars, bloodied beneath the barbed wire. You can surrender, the choice is all yours. You can call a ceasefire, a ceasefire. Maybe food flirts you in like a flame draws a moth, and it would weigh you down, but you run it all off. Or maybe you reel between polar extremes, binge by night, starve by day, till your sins are redeemed. But it doesn't have to be that way. All you can eat of a bitter buffet, cursed cafe. No, it doesn't have to be that way. No, I swear to you that it's true what I say. Let a better life, a go-getter life, take off today, 'cause it doesn't have
Yeah. Julie Clark here on Hunter at Sunrise. I really appreciate you doing this today. It's been great.
Thank you so much.
Once again, if someone wants to reach out to you and maybe play a gig somewhere, how can they do that?
My website is julie@julieclark.net.
Okay.
It had to be .net because .com was taken.
Right.
And I'm reachable, emailable through that website. And then I am also embarking work in the field of food addiction counseling.
Right.
So people can reach me that way as well.
Okay.
And that's still a work in progress.
Sure.
So thank you so much, Hunter, for inviting me to be on your show. And
well, it's great to have you back. I mean, it's been forever, it seems. So.
It has. It really has. And it's also a pleasure, I want to say, to be here at Sonoqual Studios.
Yeah.
You know, this is a place that I've been wanting to come and visit, and I'm really impressed. And it's fun to have the sound sound fantastic like this. So thanks to Joe Talley.
Yes.
For engineering this. This is a labor of love on Joe's part to support the Hampton Roads music scene and to support Hunter at Sonrise. So mm-hmm. Terrific to be here at Sonoqual.
Well, thank you, Julie. Thanks for coming on the show. As Julie Clark here on Hunter at Sunrise.